backing off a good step. Throwing a small smile at him, Charlie shook his head.
Don't worry. I got this.
Crossing his arms, Mars nodded.
Of course you do.
Charlie had done something similar once before, when his crook of a father died and dropped a series of mysteries on his doorstep. If anyone could manage it, Charlie could. Problem was, when Mars wasn't the one perched at the keyboard, he was antsy as all hell. He wasn't used to being second string when it came to computers. Not that he resented Charlie for a minute, not when the guy represented a second pair of desperately needed hands on the mountain of computer research their investigation required. They'd been searching for Garza for days. But though they'd seen him with their own eyes, online, the guy was a ghost. Minutes passed. Mars stretched his neck and tried to shake some of the tension he'd been carrying about the clusterfuck of a situation he found himself in. Not just him. Him and the other four surviving members of his Army Special Forces unit. Nick Rixey, Beckett Murda, Shane McCallan, and Easy Cantrell, as well as a whole host of new friends and allies. Over a year ago, the five of them had barely